pray asking that the will of God concerning your life and concerning the entire ministry in relation to his end time kingdom agenda will be established. Somebody open your mouth and ask the Lord to establish that which he has thought of. For the Lord shall perfect all that concerns us. He can establish that. That which he's intended for us. Somebody pray this prayer from the depths of your heart. Whatever you thought of concerning the ministry, whatever you thought of when you made me and fashioned my mother's womb for a purpose, like you said of Jeremiah, Lord, let it be established in the name of Jesus. Somebody give the Lord thanks one more time. He bless your holy name. We give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, we praise your name. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. We praise your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, we praise your name. You are the King. And the Lord of Lords, we praise your name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, we praise your name. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We praise your name. You are the King, oh, you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Thank you, Lord, for this time of prayer and fellowship. We give you praise. Have your way in our midst. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
In our previous prayer, Glorious Friday prayer time, Bethel Encounter, we went through Stop the Operation of the Spirit of Foolishness, part 2. Now, previous study, we looked at Think Right. Today is Think Right 2. From our previous encounter, there was a question that Satan approached Jesus with scriptures. And today I would explain. We know from Matthew 4 that Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Now, the devil came, as I said, quoting scriptures. One of them he quoted, I think, from Psalms, that if Jesus would cast himself from the top of the hill down, the word of the Lord says that he would not let your foot to hit the stone or touch the rock. That, yes, he'll keep his angels charge over you. Yes, right, it's in scripture. But I think Jesus also responded with scripture. Let's look at the dialogue briefly to be able to deal with the question that came up. And it's exciting to hear questions come up because it shows that, yes, you are trying to understand. There were two men on their way to Emmaus and Jesus explained to them the scriptures. We also know about one man who was reading the scriptures, and Philip was transported by the Spirit to the Ethiopian eunuch. He was trying to understand the book of Isaiah. So it's good to try to understand the word of God. We know from scripture that it's the glory of God to conceal a matter, it's the honor of kings to search out. The glory of God to conceal a thing, and it's the honor of kings to search out a matter. That's what scripture says. And as a royal, and you know we are royals, okay? So as a royal, it is your duty to search out the truth that God has deposited in his word. And I pray that as you embark on that journey, the Lord will enlighten you more and more by the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So when you look at Matthew chapter 4, you see the dialogue. that the tempter came to him and said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. You see, he says that if you say truly you are the Son of God, do show. And sometimes we do it to our prophets in our generation. You see, we'll carry them on our shoulders. Hey, prophet, 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 call out the number, call out the phone number. You know, so this is not the first time this is happening. The devil himself came to Jesus. If you say you are a man of God and you are a son of God, and after this fasting, you don't have to go and buy bread. Look, you can even feed 5,000 people. You don't have to go and buy bread. Command that these stones be made bread so that you see that, yes, the power is real. And Jesus answered to him, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. To say that if the Father has not asked me to do this, I won't. May we be inspired to be led by the Spirit of God. Amen?
Amen.
The devil took him again into a holy city, into the holy city, and set him on a pinnacle of the temple. He said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his, here is quoting, shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in thy hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. Wow, Satan, he quoted it word for word. No mistake. And Jesus said unto him, it is written again. So he was telling him that, look, you use scripture to explain scripture. Amen?
Amen.
You don't use your human knowledge and understanding. You use scripture to explain scripture. You understand?
Yeah.
So where there's condemnation, grace comes in.
Amen.
To explain it. You understand?
Yes.
Where you find the law bringing condemnation, then grace comes in there. So you must know the word of God, one key which explains another key. And he says that thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God, meaning that's a higher key over this one. And then the devil taken me again to an exceeding high mountain. Wow. And show it, maybe Mount Everest, we don't know. And showing him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. Wow. Fantastic. Nice picture. He said, all these things I will give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. He did it then. Today he still does it. He comes to our music ministers. You are singing in church. Look, the elders, they don't even congratulate you. They call you when you are house. Come and lead worship. As if you have nothing doing. Do you know that the same gift you have, if you are using it to sing at the National Theater, you use it to sing some worldly song, even this new song that has come, you know, if you go and do a chorus even for this hip life artist, do you know how much will pay you? And then you'll be here, you'll be letting these small, small elders who are feeling pompous in their seats, and they'll be telling you what they like. So the devil, he started a long time ago. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so he keeps coming. He keeps coming. And Jesus again said unto him, that thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Say after me, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive higher wisdom.
I receive higher wisdom.
I receive deeper understanding.
I receive deeper understanding.
By the Holy Spirit.
By the Holy Spirit.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And pray this after me. Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I grow in wisdom.
I grow in wisdom.
I grow in wisdom.
I grow in wisdom.
Lord.
Lord.
I grow in wisdom.
I grow in wisdom.
Release unto me your wisdom in the name of Jesus.
Release unto me your wisdom in the name of Jesus.
You know, and why would we say this? Why would we boldly declare that I grow in wisdom and Lord release unto me? He has said in James chapter 1 verse 5 that if you ask for wisdom, he will grant it unto you. So right now, just begin to pray, Lord, grant unto me your wisdom in the mighty name of Jesus. Wisdom against empty quotes of scripture in the name of Jesus. Deeper understanding, Lord, of your word. In Jesus' mighty name. So all this is under think right. Think right. Think right. There's a portion of scripture which says that answer a fool according to his folly. And the very next verse it says, do not answer a fool according to his folly. So you ask yourself that how are you going to, what are you going to take then? It is by the Holy Spirit. Jesus said that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you into all truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so whenever you take the word of God, you pray that Lord, reveal by your Holy Spirit your truth to me. I remember I asked you one time, one guy said that, oh, as for you people, you are not serious. Even in your Bible, there is kissing. Once I said, greet each other with the holy kisses, and another party said that, kiss me with the kisses of thy mouth in Song of Solomon. And some of the SU guys were confused. They said, hey, really? There's kissing in the Bible? And then they went to check, and lo and behold, there it was. They said, oh, then we've all agreed we backslided. But you must gain understanding by the breathing of the Holy Spirit on God's word for a particular purpose. And that's one statement I made in our previous study, which someone asked about. He said, the Holy Spirit breathes upon the word. Yes, he reveals the truth behind it. And that's when you gain understanding behind it. You realize that Jesus, when he was a little boy, one time he was missing in the temple. They found him. He was asking questions and answering with the teachers of the law. And you wonder that the word of God had been written about him that he grew in wisdom. And so you realize here that the word of God by itself may not be revealed for a certain purpose until the time. So there are times that the Holy Spirit will tell you, answer this fool according to his folly. Another time you say, do not answer this fool according to his folly. And that is where you have to pray that, Lord, what do I say from the word of God? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go beyond quoting. Say after me, go beyond quoting scriptures.
Go beyond quoting scriptures.
To quoting by the understanding of God's scriptures.
To quoting by understanding of God's scriptures.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is the grace. Today, as we are going to think right again, that is the grace I'm praying that the Lord will release upon you. Will release upon you. Because there are many music servants, when they just mount their stay, hey, somebody shouts, the words of Jericho are coming down. Shout, shout, shout. Please, that day, did the Holy Spirit tell you that today is walls of Jericho? Even in singing praises, the Lord says that singing praises with understanding. May the Lord help us.
Amen.
May the Lord help us.
Amen.
When you speak the word of God in each season, Job 6:25 comes to bear. How forcible are right words? How forcible are right words? Praise God. When you speak a right word in season, nothing can resist it. And so in your mind, your thoughts must be right in the first place. Because you cannot say what you was not in your mind. It starts from your mind. Today, because of time, the little we've learned, we are going to pray with that. And then next week we'll continue. We'll look at thoughts being spiritual. You cannot see thoughts. They are in the spirit. And before you manifest thoughts in words or you manifest thoughts in actions, your mind in the spirit must be right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today you are praying the Holy Spirit, grant unto me the mind of Christ. A right mind. A right mind. In the mighty name of Jesus. A right mind. A right mind. In the name of Jesus. A right mind. Like Satan couldn't defeat Jesus. Because he had the right mind. Grant unto me the mind of Christ. Not to think too highly of myself, by humility, like Jesus humbled himself, even to the cross and to the grave, and yet became Lord of all. a right mind. I cannot think right by myself. Lord, but if you give me the right mind, a mind of Christ, I will overcome all the darts of the enemy. Grant unto me a right mind in the name of Jesus. Rababu shabarabaya kabaya nerebe shebebe abarabaya barabaya bakabaya barabaya barabaya nerebarabaya rababaya baya nerebe ya nerebe. Deposit in me your mind, Lord. Deposit in me your mind, Lord. Deposit in me your mind, Lord. Let me think as you think. Let me think as you think. Let me think as you think. Let me think as you think, Lord. The patterns of your thoughts. Your way says that, your word says that your ways are higher. Your thoughts are higher. Your thoughts are higher. They are far, far above mine. Lord, until I think like you, Lord, I'll keep making mistakes. I'll keep being subjected under the oppression of the spirit of foolishness. But Lord, today I ask, Lord, grant unto me the mind of Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you've not given your life to Christ, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh unto the Father. No one has access to eternal life except through him, except he's your Lord and your Master. Just pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for dying and rising up. I thank you for this sacrifice that you made and for the victory that you won for me through your resurrection. Be Lord and Master over my life from today, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mami mo atini nara shawan yonya. Mami mo atini nara shawan yonya.
Gave your life to Christ, kindly contact us via email info@glowministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you. Please take note that our month-end prayer explosion comes off on Tuesday, 31st October 2023 at 6 p.m. prompt. Come and let's praise God for his goodness in the month of October. On the 1st of November, we are also having our new month special service at 6 p.m. prompt. Join us and let's enter the month with the Lord. Amen.
Amen. And share the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you for joining. We'll meet on Sunday at 6 p.m. God bless you. Shalom.